Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Monday morning. College football right around the corner, thank God. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Vanderbilt head football coach, Clark Lee. Clark, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing so well, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're great. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Great to talk with you. Clark, obviously this time of year, I think every year, really exciting, but a lot of new things coming our way in your program this year. What's the offseason been like, and how excited are you to get things rolling here over the next few weeks?
Well, the offseason's been a season of change. We've had a lot of new faces on our staff, obviously on our team. 53 new players, which is not something that we've done in the past, but I think that is what engaging in what football looks like in 2024. I've been really pleased with the strides we've made in strength and conditioning and in our weight room this summer. I think the additions of Tim Beck and Jerry Kill have helped both strengthen our operational systems. Jerry's eye is scrutinizing everything, which has been a great boost to me, and Tim with the offense, I'm really pleased with where we are there. And I don't know that there's a football coach in the country that's not excited this time of year. So, but certainly we can look at the changes and say, we feel like we've gotten back on track with progress and looking forward to taking this team into competition this fall.
So Clark, I know you've talked some about, bringing in Tim in particular, Tim Beck and his offense, watching the win at Auburn and how impressed you were, and then you sort of dug in on it. A couple questions on that. First of all, how would you describe what he does offensively? And then with Diego Pavia, of course, quarterback of that offense coming in, you have Nate Johnson also. Is it fair to say that Diego is QB1 right now?
I would hesitate to say that, obviously, because I wouldn't be a good coach if I showed all my cards right now.
It's media week.
I'm going to wait up until the last moment to make a determination there. Diego, is obviously a unique talent. He's, he's a guy that's insanely competitive and just has an incredible competitive drive that the kids rally around them. And you can see that already taking place in our building. With Nate, Nate coming from Utah, it's got the physical skills and the tools there are at an elite level. And he's learning the system and growing into a leadership voice. And those things take time, but I've been pleased with his progress. And we had, Blaise Berlewitz too, who's going to be in competition, and Drew Dickey. And we went from really having a quarterback room and this was necessary, guys, because it's a new system, so we wanted to build that room around what Tim wanted to do with the offense. And the guys that we brought in have the athletic ability to extend plays and to do some things that Tim wants to do. They also have the ability to throw the ball down the field. And when you talk about what Tim's doing offensively and what the offense looks like, it's there's multiplicity to it. I think it fits what the vision of a Vanderbilt football offense should be. You're talking about a guy who, engineered the number 14 rushing offense a year ago and the number 12 offense in yards per play. And, to do that, you have to create space for your players. You have to keep the ball in play. There's got to be creative aspects of the design where you're using formations and motions to try to create gaps in the run game. What I think is unique about Tim's system is you have all these run aspects that are challenging, but he really learned the air raid system when he was at TCU. And so when we run past Kelly against them, we're seeing every concept that we'll see in the fall. So I think there's a lot to it. You have to be really skilled as a teacher and a coach to get those things taught and executed. I've been really pleased with the progress they've made so far this summer.
So Clark, we know you've always been involved on the defensive side of the ball, but kind of taking full control of that heading into this year. When you look at your defense and the style and just your checklist of things that you want to see happen this year, what does that look like? What do you want kind of the identity, the formula of this defense to be?
Yeah, so the first thing I'd say is I really haven't been directly involved. You know, I think it when Jesse got here year one, we spent some time on the front end just blending kind of the things that he was bringing from Baltimore with some of the things we did at Notre Dame and talking through kind of what the foundation of the package would look like. But, you know, what I've done in 3 years is I've taken a lot of my time and put it towards trying to get some of the peripheral systems and engines running. And I've needed to do that. That doesn't mean that I haven't, you know, given my opinions or sat in on meetings at times and challenged some of the things we were doing, but it's a much different world when you run the defense versus when you're, you know, kind of managing all three phases. So we have a lot of progress that we can make. I think if I were going to tell you what I didn't like or what I felt like needed to change, you know, our ability to challenge space, you know, we have to limit explosive plays. You know, we have to be able to spread the hard down around in terms of the scheme. You know, we can't sit in middle open cover four and think that, you know, that's going to be a winning formula for us in this league. You know, we have to be able to close the middle of the field. We have to be able to at times overload protections and take the hard down off the corners at times. And so I'm getting into some football jargon, but there are things that I think in terms of our system, we weren't flexible enough to do things we need to do defensively to win. And so what I want the fans to see is a fast, aggressive, fun, physical group that's out there playing the game they love and doing it together. And, you know, I think good defense is inspirational. I mean, you can sense a connectedness. Again, you can sense an attitude and a physical presence. You know, those are the things that I'm really interested in having show up. My job is to make sure we're doing the things schematically and tactically that are allowing our players to have success. And so I've had a blast, guys. I can't tell you how reinvigorating it has been for me to be able to connect with these guys and teach again, just to teach and train and share that passion with our players. And, you know, I've been able to grow closer to the team because of the work that I've done with the defense.
Talking to Vanderbilt coach Clark Lee. So Clark, doing this now, what are you taking time away from? And I guess, is Jerry Kill filling some of those duties in a way?
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, you know, heading into year four, I've learned a lot about my role, you know, that I don't think you can learn from daydreaming about being a head coach. You know, you have to be in the seat to actually understand what it is that you're here to do. The first thing is I got to drive alignment within our program in all areas. And so whether that's academics or nutrition or strength and conditioning or certainly offense, defense, special teams, that we have to be pointed in the same direction. And so, you know, to understand that and to realize how I can use my energy efficiently to ensure that that's happening, you know, that takes time, but it doesn't take all day. You know, I can have checks and balances and staff meetings where listening to the guys talk about the areas, listening to progress or seeing progress being made in areas, we can make changes more quickly and rapidly because we're more efficient with our time. You know, what really becomes kind of different for me is the amount of time that I'm dedicating in addition to that head coach responsibility to mentoring the defensive staff. And so maybe a year ago, I would have spent time mentoring all three phases. And so taking my time on, hey, you know, what is the play we're running? Why are we running it this way? What are we going to do when the defense does this? So on and so forth. You know, I will see our offense in competition, but I am spending the time that I have in terms of our tactics on defense. That's where Jerry comes in and is able to do the same thing for the offensive staff. And so really mentor those coaches and ensure that, again, the systems are running and they're aligned and there's a shared understanding of what we're trying to accomplish on that side of the ball. And so he's been a huge assist that way. I don't feel like I need to sit in with the offensive staff and watch film. Obviously, Tim Beck has a ton of experience, including 10 years as a head coach. But You know, I've got peace of mind that that operation's running really effectively so that I can dedicate my time and attention to the defense. And that's really been the big shift. But, you know, I think Jerry's also had the ability to come in, and we feel like we're building a program from scratch here. You know, at Vanderbilt, there had never been an operation that was at the foundation going to lead to sustained success. And so the goal here wasn't how fast. The goal is how effectively and how long we can make this thing last. And so what is necessary in that approach is that you scrutinize everything that touches the program. You know, we can't make any assumptions that any of our systems are functioning at the level they need to function at. And we've made a ton of progress in our first 3 years with respect to certain aspects of the way that we support our players, you know, whether it be through nutrition or just different expectations with respect to how we support them in their academic journey too. But Jerry's really been helpful to me to come in and just really take a look at all of those things and say, hey, here's where, you know, we have alignment. Here's where I feel like this seems to be really effective. You know, here's where we need to address some things that maybe are a little out of sync with the vision of what we want to build. And, you know, again, that's given me some peace of mind too, to have kind of that external perspective from someone who's done it at a lot of different places, to say, hey, these things look really good. Here's a couple places we need to strengthen just to make sure in time this program grows to the level that we want it to grow.
Okay, Clark, one player Vanderbilt fans don't know that they will know relatively quickly early in the season. I know coaches hate questions like this, but giving it a shot.
Oh, Lord. I mean, I there's so many guys that I'd want to talk about, and I'll tell you, I've been so pleased with – I'm going to give you two just to be fair, one on each side of the ball. There's so many guys that I think deserve, you know, the excitement to be built. And I think we'll have plenty of time to talk about everyone through fall camp. Zaylen Wood, who's a defensive line transfer from MTSU, is a guy who, you know, we were really blown away with on film, just in terms of seeing him play against Missouri, seeing him play against Alabama. You know, he's a twitchy 290-pound kind of Swiss Army knife up front who can do a lot of different things, but we call him the Tasmanian Devil. He's just, the engine never stops running, and I'm super excited for him. I think he's going to have a chance to have a great impact for us, and I think that our fan base is going to love to watch him play. And then, you know, offensively, we've added a ton of really great players. We've strengthened our offensive line. Obviously, we've talked about the quarterback position, but Eli Stowers is a guy that I just feel like he's playing tight end. He's a guy that can do a lot of different things. We can line him up on the perimeter. We can line him up in the backfield. He started his career as a quarterback at Texas A&M. And so he was at New Mexico State a year ago, and they did a lot of different things with him there. You know, Eli is a guy that I believe will be an NFL player, and you know, he's come in and been a great fit for us, but I think that's someone who is going to create advantage for us on offense, and I think our fan base will be excited to watch him go.
Well, Clark, we're really excited to see it all take place and come together here over the next few weeks leading into the season, and appreciate so much you taking time to be with us this morning. Thanks so much, Clark.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. And the only thing I'd complain about is we got to get this thing moved back to Nashville. I mean, nice was it last year to actually sit in person and do this?
That's right. Exactly.
So maybe I'll do some pushing while I'm here.
That's true. But you can get some Pecan Lodge barbecue down there. So, you know, there's always a plus side.
Shoal didn't tell me about that. So let me get on him about that. I'll make sure we get some barbecue today.
Get some takeout coming back to Nashville. That's it's worth it.
Gotcha. And then swing by the office. Yeah,
there we go.
Now we're talking. Thanks, Clark. Really appreciate
it. Good to be with you guys. Yep.
Absolutely. Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head football coach, our guest on Robbie and Rexro. We'll have the Rob rant coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.